This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
LA County gets reinforcements as it braces for wildfires.
The super scoopers have become part of our strategic response to wildfire.
Naked anger in the Inland Empire over plans to shut down a resort.
They don't want people to be nudists anymore. They say, now you must put on clothes.
And British brothers Liam and Noel are coming to SoCal.
I never thought that Oasis would ever perform together again. These guys truly despised each other.
But not so much anymore. Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, September 5th, 2025. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up, warnings about more lane closures ahead for a key part of the 405 freeway. Dirty tricks alleged over a long-standing nudist colony in Colton. And Oasis mania in Pasadena this weekend. But first, we all know that September and October can be the hottest months in Southern California and that Santa Ana winds can lead to extreme wildfire danger. Well, the LA County Fire Department has just taken delivery of some planes from Canada to help protect us all. Our Pete Demetriou went to see the aircraft in the valley.
The two CL-415 Super Scoopers, known as Quebec 1 and 2, will be based out of Van Nuys and working in tandem under optimum conditions with a lake or reservoir nearby as a water supply. They can drop up to 50,000 gallons of water per hour on any brush fire in the county. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says they fill a critical tactical void in firefighting.
The Super Scoopers have become part of our strategic response to wildfire. We have the two planes now. They're on an initial 90-day contract that will most likely be extended.
Quebec 1 and 2 didn't have long to wait for a mission call-up. 1 hour after the news conference, a fire at Gorman had pilots spinning up both planes until it was determined they wouldn't be needed. But given the hot, dry days ahead, it's obvious Quebec 1 and 2 will be in the skies a lot over the next 4 months.
And Pete really knows what he's talking about. He's reported from the front line of countless wildfires during his decades with KNX and KFWB. There's more pain ahead this weekend for people travelling the most notorious local freeway as the lane closures. They're back.
Get out of here!
Just trying to help.
I said get on the on-ramp to the 405 and get out of here!
Well, it will be hard to get out of here or anywhere else because some on-ramps to the 405 on the west side will be closed this weekend as the repaving project starts up again. The freeway is going to be reduced to 3 lanes northbound from Santa Monica Boulevard to just north of Sunset and southbound from just north of Sunset to Wilshire. It's the second weekend they've done these lane closures after taking last week off for Labor Day. And the lane closures will occur about every 2 weeks for about 6 months. Another half a year along various sections of the 405. Now, we need to get the naked truth on this next story. Residents of a nudist colony in Colton in San Bernardino County are fighting to stay there and to keep their clothes off. More from our Karen Adams.
The nudists, who are mainly retired, elderly, veterans, and disabled people, are suing the new owners of the Olivedale Ranch, which has now been renamed the Olivedale RV Park and Resort.
They've been very clear that they don't want people to be nudists anymore. They say, now you must put on clothes, and they go around calling people who are nudists nasty.
Attorney Francis Campbell says the owners have even let the resort fall into disrepair to force the residents out. Attorney Nima Farahani says they've even gone so far as to not have cleaned up a gruesome murder scene last year. A resident was arrested and charged with killing two of his neighbors.
One of our clients is this older lady, and she lives nearby, and she's frightened of that whole thing, and I mean, they just do these really crazy things that when you think you've heard it all, it's like, no, you haven't heard it all. Here's a murder scene that's never going to get cleaned up.
The residents are seeking $5 million in their suit and the right to live their lives in the nude and at the resort. Both sides have a court date September 29th.
We've tried, but there's no comment yet from the attorney representing the owner of that Olivedale Resort. Well, it's like a second British invasion in SoCal this weekend as Oasis comes to town. The Gallagher brothers are bringing their reunion tour to the Rose Bowl on Saturday and Sunday night. Both shows, of course, sold out. Tickets snapped up within seconds, minutes. Our Margaret Carrero got more on this excitement from none other than Klein and Alley from our sister station, the world-famous K-Rock.
I think a lot of people lost a bet this weekend because they never thought that Oasis would ever perform together again. These guys truly despised each other,
And
they were very public with their dislike of each other to the point where they both said many times, we will never play a show together again. Oasis as a band is dead.
Yeah, the rivalry went way back, and as you said, came to a head in 2009 when they broke up. But they were hurling insults at each other on stage, off stage. We took a deep dive into the history of their fighting.
Yeah.
At one point, Noel had hit Liam over the head with a cricket bat.
Oh,
and one of my favorite insults that happened was at one point, Liam had gotten drunk and gotten into a fight with several people where he got badly beaten up and lost some of his teeth. And talking about the incident, Noel said, all I'm concerned about is that he can still sing. Or all I'm bothered about is that he can still sing.
Oh, so what do you think finally brought them back together after all of that?
Money.
Really?
It's the ultimate answer. No, I think that they realized that this love for them just did not die. In fact, it only seemed to grow to the point where over the years they had many opportunities to get a big paycheck to play shows together.
Yeah.
All the big festivals wanted Oasis, and they just said, it's not going to happen, not going to happen, not going to happen. And then as soon as they announced this tour, I mean, as you know, everything sold out within moments of them announcing. The L.A. show sold out super quickly. They have not played a show. How long has it been since they played a show in L.A.?
16?
The last venue was called the Staples Center. I mean, that's how long ago it really was. It was back in the last show was back in 2008. December 4th, 2008 was the last time they actually played in L.A. So they're back now, and these tickets are hard to get. Allie and I currently, we work at K-Rock. We still do not have tickets to this show.
No, we'd love them if anyone has a plus one.
If anyone has them, call it 10 right now, can give us tickets.
Hook, Klein, and Allie up. You guys were given away tickets, though,
gave
and the last pair got given away this morning.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. People were ravenous for these tickets. People were begging us, and it was a tough thing because everybody was trying to get them, and then their resale online was crazy, insane prices, so people were pretty excited to be going. And some people, for them, this is a 30-year dream in the making.
Yeah, I mean, what's your gut tell you about, like, how long you think, like, the good blood between the brothers is actually going to last?
Well, I think that's why there's so much interest in being at these shows live, because I believe that people still think that there is at some point going to be a moment where the brothers end up going to blows. And so
during this tour?
Yeah, because as much as it's great to see them on stage, the offstage drama, I think, was as compelling as anything they've done on stage. And they are legitimate rock stars. And I think that to be alive when you see a band performing that you never thought you would have the chance to ever see again, people feel like it's a moment in history, especially in alternative music history, they have to be a part of. I would like to believe that this does continue on, but for them, the best move they could do is get into another big fight, let it last 5 years, and then a reunion tour again in 2030.
All right, and so we're going to leave it there. You guys really don't have tickets?
We do not, but we did just get tickets to the Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish.
In Yiddish,
so
over at the Soraya.
Yeah,
okay,
we're excited
good.
About
last
that.
Call, Fiddler on the Roof.
Get them at K-Rock starting Monday morning.
And when it comes to Oasis, they once called themselves the best pub band in the world and come from miserable Manchester. but are now one of Britain's biggest exports. I suppose that might include me, maybe not. No, not at all. Anyway, enjoy the rock and roll. That's the LA Local for Friday, September 5th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. That's all from me for now. On Monday, you'll get your update from my colleague Vivian Gabriel. For now, goodbye, good luck, and cheers!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.